It's music by Willie G that we just checked out. Diggy Diggy. We also checked out Alicia Keys featuring Maxwell with Fire We Make. I'm out of breath because I was also singing and dancing to Waters featuring a South African songstress, Mashundu's new song. The video's out. He launched it last night.
Yes.
So congratulations to the homie.
Honestly, Waters is... It's doing amazing, honestly.
I'm just happy that he found his sound, because you must hear that song. It's like, it's just so sultry, it's so soulful,
and that's
exactly what Waters is.
Mm.
Speaking of Namibians are doing amazing things, Namibians just out here on these global streets.
Come on. And you think you know important people.
And you think you know important people. Well, we've got one important person here who's taking his thing that he started with almost 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
He's been building step by step to a point now where he is officially the new Miss Petite Global Director for the Land of the Brave.
Come on.
What are you talking about? Bobby Kanjosa, man. Welcome to Fresh FM.
Wow, that's an intro.
Man, listen. Shekwan, will you or should I do it?
No, you go ahead.
This is, look, Bobby, let me even drop the mic.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
This is an award-winning platform, sir.
Yeah.
This right here is done by award-winning personality.
Come on, man.
I know, if you don't blow your own horn, who's going to do it for you? Know.
Come on.
Yeah, welcome to Fresh, Bobby. How are you doing?
Thank you so much for having me. I'm doing amazing. Yeah. I'm just not a morning person, so I'm kind of struggling. But I'm glad
it's
I'm here.
It's 9 o'clock, Bobby.
I know. This is the time I wake up, you know.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, okay.
We can only sub one.
Yeah, so what time do you... Honestly. what time do you normally leave the house, though? Get the date started normally.
Well, my day normally starts because, you know, when you work for yourself, you know, you gotta... Because I normally work, start my day from like 12, or if it's early, it's like at 10.
Okay.
But it's like the time I'm like getting ready to like step out for like my first appointment or something.
I tell you what, though, Shekwan.
Yeah.
He stood up early for us, Moss.
Come on,
man. Yeah. So thank you. We appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Listen, Bobby, you've been, you started your journey, your speciality at a time where people were looking at it and saying, what's all this deal, guy? Like, do we really need this?
And then they'll
be fine. What is it? So just swing the hips a little bit and just answer the question here and there. Then you'll be fine. It's not that deep. But for you, it was deep.
It has been deep since.
Walk us through the journey.
Well, I think for me, it's always been like a passion, right? And when I started off, I thought I could do it myself. So I ended the pageant stream, or rather the modeling stream, as a model myself. I was like, I can do this. You know, it's easy. Like, just what you're saying, you just get onto a stage and walk. And when I was put into that space, that's when I realized, hey, there's actually a lot of work. And that's when I realized
there's that science to this.
There is, like, you need to, there's little techniques and little something that you need to know to get to something. Even the way you answer a question is like a certain way you need to speak or sound.
Absolutely.
And I thought to myself, I don't think competition is my thing, but what I can do, I think I can do better at the back, behind the scenes. And that's when I decided, okay, let me try this thing in terms of directing. So when I started off, I just did my journey just like by selecting girls and just letting them go to international pageants. No training whatsoever. I was just like, okay, cool, I got a platform. I think you're beautiful enough for this. Let's go to Philippines. Let's go where, and let's see what happens. And during my first years, it was just more of like exploring if this was really something I wanted to do. And then I said, okay, cool, I don't think, you know, my girls are doing that great internationally, so how about I go and study how to be the mentor. And that's when in 2017 I moved to South Africa for 6 months, initially with the purpose to study, and then I ended up doing like a 6 month course in model mentorship, and that's when it all began. And today I'm able to say I've actually been able to mentor almost up to 20 Namibian models.
That is what we're talking about.
Amazing. So I mean, just hearing right now, even like the passion that you have, because I mean, honestly, as a black people, we can admit right now, that a lot of the times when you come to with even an idea such as I want to be a coach or a creative director or whatever it is, for them it's not a concept that they totally understand or fully understand, and they don't even feel that there's money in it. But I think ultimately it's just the passion that you have for it. So why are you so passionate about what it is that you do? And because I ask this question because obviously, even pursuing it and doing it to where you are right now, you had to face a couple of things along the way, right?
Yeah.
But why did you push through and persevere to where you are right now? Why are you passionate about it?
I think because I remember when I, like I said, when I was in South Africa doing this, the person that I was coaching with told me that he just said something that just is a phrase that has stayed stuck with me since.
Okay.
He said that I don't think your purpose in life is necessarily to love people. Your purpose in life is to make other people's dreams come true. So that has always been my drive.
And that probably stayed with you.
Yeah, it has stuck with me forever. So even though through all the trials and tribulations that I go through as in this industry, even just in Namibia basically, because it's not a thing. Honestly, even when girls enter for pageants like Miss Namibia, they don't really think they necessarily need a trainer.
True.
So when even the organization themselves do not even think, oh, let's get someone as experienced as that to help get our goal to a certain stage. When it's in countries like Venezuela or the Philippines, these girls are trained from when they are 3 years old.
True, true.
You know? So they know that when they compete for a pageant like Miss Universe, they understand what they need to do. Even the little technique is how the hair flip should go. They have been doing this for years. But in our country, we don't think that's a thing. So despite that, for me, what has just kept me going is just... necessarily just my passion and drive for that.
Okay,
just
okay.
And that's why... That's why you've got the big crown right now.
Absolutely.
You're the director of Miss Petite Global Director. How did that come about?
Well, that actually came as a shock.
How so?
Because they reached... I saw the pageant on Instagram because it's in its second edition this year. It happened last year for the first time. Malaysian-based pageant.
Yeah.
So I just saw it on Instagram. I just said, hey, I think I like the whole idea of what they stand for. And I just sent them a DM and I was like, I do this in my country. And I think maybe my Instagram spoke for itself.
Yeah.
So then they asked for my email address. Then they emailed me all these documentations where I had to like read through and I had to apply. But then they did let me know there was someone else who applied for our country. And then they were like, then 1 week later, they sent me an email saying, congratulations, you have been selected to represent your country.
That's
or to
amazing.
Be the national director for your country.
So walk by Bobby Kanyotha, by the way. He says his name.
Yes.
No, he says his name is Kama Kanyosa. And
my
I was like, Kanyosa? Where? All right. But Bobby, honestly, well done on everything that you've done to honestly lay
so
the foundation
much.
To where you have come to now.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, we cannot wait to have you once again another time in studio to really celebrate how further you elevate the brand,
thank
honestly.
You so
No, we will keep keeping an eye on Mistit Global.
You're from Walvis Bay, right?
Yes, I'm from Walvis Bay.
Look at the both of,
of
you.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, hello.
Nechester.
Hello.
They're even color coordinating.
Hello. Hello. You should know by now when it comes to us binars. We never settle for less.
Mamu Chesa, man.
Actually, 9:23, Bobby Kanyotha in the studio. This conversation will be up on our website pretty soon. We will be keeping an eye on Mistit Global Namibia with under Bobby's directorship. And once the pageant is ready, obviously, we are going to have another conversation again. This is Namibia's Heart and Soul.
Remember the first time we went to Vernil? The shoes, the clothes, accessories.